Welcome to the J Train Podcast. That's right, it's a Friday episode. If you're sitting right now, you gotta stand up. Stand up, shake it out. Friday episode, J Train Podcast. Send your emails. Stories coming. That's right. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I like this song. It feels like it's the end scene of First Wives Club.
Yeah.
And I'm coming down the aisle, and I'm like the friend that helped you through everything. That's right, ladies. I'm the friend helping you through. And we're here every Tuesday and Friday. Your emails, your stories, your questions. And we're here at the Feather Nation Studios, virtual comedy network, the new Feather Nation Studios, a capacity audience. Every week they line up. That's right. And I got to tell you, I want to thank you, the listeners, for telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. We'll take anyone with ears. The earless community, get the fuck out. We want ears, okay? Tell a friend, make it your Instagram. Sometimes people make it their Instagram story.
Yeah.
And Shelby, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so good. It feels like I'm walking. You know the scene in, what's the movie with Russell Crowe where he...
Gladiator.
You know the scene in Gladiator when he's walking through the wheat fields? That's me. Whenever someone makes their Instagram stories and tags a friend, tag a bitch, tag a friend, whatever. Yeah, it's me walking through the wheat fields. And I'm completely naked. And the wheat is going... the wheat's a little short. We're not at harvest yet. It's right below my nuts. And as I'm walking through, close up to my nuts... the wheat is dragging against the bottom ever so slightly. That's right. And right now I'm thinking off into the distance of my dead family. I know the crowd here is taken aback. But then I remember you, the Feather Nation, just there, taking care of my nuts. It feels so good. A feathering not to be believed. I am so excited to have today's guest on the show. She's an OKP, but it's been way too long. It's been way too long. You're a get to me.
Absolutely.
A get?
You're a get.
I work 2 feet away from
you. Well, now you do. Now we've moved studios, and
I know.
This might make it easier to have you more often, which I would like.
I would hope, because I adore seeing you. I know I do.
Love
Jared.
Seeing you. Yeah. Give it up. Michelle Collins, thank you for coming on.
Jared, I adore you.
Oh, we can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Oh, my God.
It's a guest we've heard before.
That's right. Michelle Collins.
Not a new
here.
One. Thank
no,
God for that.
No, thank
Hi.
God.
Wait,
no
I new friends. Headphones cranked up, because when that Gladiator music was playing, I was like, this is so beautiful.
Right?
Did you know he was going to talk about that? You just pulled that up.
Shelby's
cool. You just have it.
I gotta got to say something. I need a Shelby in my life. Where's
I'm telling
Shelby?
You.
So, I don't even know that. Now I'm like, now I'm beautiful
hello.
Minding.
Yeah.
I'm beautiful minding now. Amazing.
Talk about quick, though. I don't mean to just feather your nuts. I'm going to feather your nuts.
Feeling.
You're so fast, so funny. I talk about it with people all the time. I'm like, that is the funniest fuck. It's hard to keep up with you.
Come
you did
on.
A reference that I didn't even understand. Please tell the people. Please tell the people, because we're on YouTube. I want to let the listeners know. We're investing real dollars mm-hmm. into the production of this show. And that's happening because you're joining Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFried, patreon.com/JaredFried. The money is getting reinvested. If I went on Shark Tank, they'd be like, how much do you make? And I'd be like, $0. They'd be like, what happened to all the money? I'm like, no, we're trying to put it back into the company.
They would love
That'd
you for that.
Exactly. Mr. Wonderful would be like, good for you, right? So they'll be like, how do you live in New York? I'll be like, I have this other stand-up thing that I do that, you know, keeps the lights on.
You and him in a royalty deal, my porn. You and Mr. Wonderful in a royalty deal, I'm yanking
He says royalty deal.
I... Yeah.
I'm in.
My Bantam Bagels are exploding.
Hold on.
In anticipation.
Do you know that's my friend?
Shut the fuck up.
I went to high school with
What? Elise. I did
Nick
not know.
Nick and Elise are good friends of mine.
They came on The View when I was on there because as a sort of
Come
parting.
On.
Listen, when I it was like my last episode that I shot of The View when they knew already and it was like the Gladiator music playing as I was walking off the plank.
Hold on. So
that I don't need.
Can we explain to the... You yeah. were a co-host
yes.
on The View.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
How, can you... is there like a quick way to explain? How does that come about? How do they approach
yeah.
you? Because I don't know if you've done this before. Have you talked about this before? I don't want to get into old news from you.
No. Thank you. He's literally, I mean, it's like
he's
scary.
He's you quick.
No, you're like Johnny Five from Short Circuit. Like, I don't even, he's not even pressing buttons on the iPad. He's like controlling it with his fucking
Shelby's
eyes.
Shelby's good, man.
I can't take it with Shelby.
So,
yeah.
How do they, before we get to, so I know,
I'll make it a minute or less.
Please.
Bantam Bagels. No, well, the end of there is that they knew that clearly, you can fade that out. They knew that I, no, if it's okay, thank you. They knew that I was going to clearly be like, I'm like a big dumb golden retriever idiot. So I come in and I'm like, you know, hi everyone. Like I come in and it was a big Shark Tank like post-tape show.
I gotcha.
Which was clearly like my, I call it the Make a Mish Foundation because it was like, she's on her way out. Let's give her one last hurrah.
Oh my God.
But that's
God.
Like a great last hurrah because I love Shark Tank. It's my
so
favorite show.
They knew you loved it. They're like, okay, we're going to do a Shark
Bring
Tank
it, which
segment.
Which actually was nice of them. I never had
Absolutely.
An official goodbye on the show, but that for me was like one of the very of that. It was a nice thing. I'll just
of
leave
course.
It. I'll keep it nice. I'll keep it nice. How did I get on The View? I'll take 10 seconds.
Sure.
I was working with Jerry O'Connell in Los Angeles. We shot I was working as a writer producer on a daytime pilot for him.
Okay.
We became very friendly. They ended up putting me on the show as a host.
The show that you guys were doing together.
The show that I was hired to be like a consultant,
I
which
got
is
you.
Union talk for writer.
Gotcha.
Meaning
yeah, yeah.
It was
Pay
non-union.
Less. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And Jerry and I like hung out every day. He's awesome. One of the best guys.
Everyone says that about him.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He would do the show.
He would?
Jerry? Come on.
Oh my God.
In a heartbeat.
Okay.
I'll put you two in touch.
Let's do it.
The point is, so he, the way I just said that, O'Connell, don't you worry about like, who am I? I'm like Uncut Gems.
Michelle,
I got it.
Michelle Hollywood over here. Yeah.
Yeah. I would lose that Seinfeld reference. No one says that. This music is actually making me lose my fucking mind. It's almost too much. Shelby, I love you to death. You know, seeing you fills me with nothing but happiness. It's too much.
Okay.
I have a train of thought. Please let me finish. So wait, do you hate me? Are you mad?
Love you. Everything about this is perfect.
I'm having the best time.
Yeah.
So did the show with Jerry. Les Moonves was working there at the time. Didn't get picked up. I also wasn't harassed. And not
okay.
that I'm defending him at all because
sure.
that whole thing was horrible, but just saying. Clearing the record. While we have it, and but because of that pilot that we shot, which did not get picked up, it was me, Jerry, Rebecca Romaine, and Garcelle Beauvais. They, I guess, ABC had I had like heat on me because
they're
I
like,
guess I was funny on it, and
also they like you were so funny that they picked you out of. You know, the production.
They
must be something going on here.
That's right. And they had auditioned so many people for that CBS. I mean, if you were on a show in the 80s,
yeah.
if you were like the... any child actor was being Hannibal Lectered in there, don't even ask. I saw everybody. I don't even want to say because
okay.
I could probably get in trouble. Everybody. And so I started guesting on The View as a fluke, kind of. They were like, oh, let's fly her out. I was still living in LA. They go, fly her out and we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you, from day one of my guesting, which eventually obviously led to me getting hired, Whoopi, and the fact that I can even say this is probably one of the greatest gifts of my life, and
okay.
I'm not trying to sound, because I obviously had issues with the show, but Whoopi was so supportive for me, of me, like just... I didn't know who I was, obviously, came in, made her laugh, and, you know, was just one of the best people I've ever met
is
in my
that
life.
Comedian to comedian type of thing? Like, is she looking at you going, this girl's funny?
I believe.
Do you think it's that?
I don't want to sound like at all remotely, you know.
I don't think it sounds anything.
Like
I think,
anything, but I mean, I think we just made each other laugh. And
that's,
so.
That's, I mean, what, yeah. what a way to bond.
That was it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and listen, I'm a normal person. You know, I'm not a drama girl. In
yeah.
a way, I think it works against me sometimes because I.
Well, for that show specifically.
I know. Yeah, but then there was drama anyways. You see what I'm saying? Even when you try to avoid it,
yeah.
there's always some shit. You can't really. It's like, you know,
Are you happy you did it?
Oh, my God. How can you not be happy that you did it? It's network
to
TV.
To me, that's the
you
coolest
know?
Thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's like, to sit, like, whether you like or don't like that show, to sit at that table, like.
Listen. It's
fantastic.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I never watched the show.
Okay.
I watched it when I sat there.
Sure.
And then certainly not after.
No,
I was like, see ya. But, you know, it's the reason. Look, I'm at Sirius now. I would not be working at Sirius if not for The View. despite any little things that happened, it's still 100%.
Of course.
Set me up in a very beautiful way. And I'm always grateful to it,
well,
genuinely.
Listen, everybody needs to go follow Michelle Collins. Oh, if you, you don't right now, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Thanks, Jared.
You're wrong. She's fantastically funny. Her Instagram stories make me laugh
really?
Every day. you post certain things and I'm like, this is so original and funny. Like I'm a huge fan. So
I think I'm funnier on my stories. I think I get self-conscious about my grid. Like my grid actually kind of sucks.
Well, there is the separation. You're like, okay, this is it. You know, it's network TV versus deep cable.
Oh, deep cable. You know, like, no, because it's like, oh, this doesn't matter. So I put some funny ass shit on my stories, and then my pictures are all me like looking skinny in a bathroom, like.
Meaning
I'm not skinny. That's why I said that. Okay, everyone,
you're
just
beautiful.
Chill the fuck out. I'm just saying. I said it.
So
you got it.
But that makes sense, because then it's like the fans are like, I know. Like the people who watch your stories are have to be in love with you. Like,
because
the dog pictures, the pictures of, and everyone needs to go follow
Thanks,
Michelle.
Thanks, Jared.
Because I'm a huge follow. At Mish Call. I'll have it on my Instagram. You'll be able to get over there real quickly. She's the host of the Michelle Collins Show. It's on Sirius XM every day from 7 to 10 a.m. on channel 109. And she's going to be, and everyone, you got to go to these shows, okay? Because I know for a fact this audience is going to be, like, taken.
Yeah.
Okay? She's going to be at the Fillmore Miami Beach February 6th, and then at Joe's Pub March 31st. So that's February 6th in Miami Beach at the Fillmore, Joe's Pub March 31st. All of that information is in Michelle's Instagram bio. You can follow it there.
Can I pay you a compliment?
Please.
I think I said it last time I was on too. Oh. You're one of the best hosts.
Oh, thank
you.
You
really, no, genuinely, and even your like adorable little team here, they're all nodding. Where do you find these guys, by the way? No one can picture who's in the room with this guy. I come
in
here, it's like
here.
An
We've invested
where
money.
Where am I? At Kevin Spacey's house? I mean, what is going on here? This is like, who is this? Brian? Who's the Brian Singer? Am I at a pool party at Brian Singer's LA Mansion? Where did you find these kids?
Young men.
Young, hot guys.
Going into bits. What's the deal with this studio?
Who's this kid? I mean, really, where are you finding
James? Is I getting
forget
the videos
it.
Done?
Yeah, I wish that there should be a camera trained on James unscrewing everything. It's very
he's
exciting.
Doing
I'm
a
watching
lot.
Everything.
He's doing
going
a lot
on.
Over
he
here.
He laughs. He nodded when I said you're a good host.
So
can I compliment you? You're fabulous at what you do.
Thank
I really I mean it. You really do it in such a natural way. You got a real gift.
Well,
all right, go on.
I want everyone
thank
to
thank you very
me,
much.
Because I, you know, this is the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah.
What did you say? What was the reference you did before? You're so,
oh, earlier?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a top that I haven't worn in a long time, yeah. but because it's noticeable. Women have problems with clothing, because if you have something that you love, but this has like a very intricately embroidered collar, let's call it. What would you describe? And
it
actually,
does look very... It's nice.
It's a designer top. It's not a cheap shirt, but I wore it when I met Martin Lawrence, which is a picture that, you know, he's my god. So it's a picture I've posted a number of times.
Uh-huh.
So I'm self-conscious about wearing it, because I know that like the picture we take, people will be like, oh, it's the Martin shirt. You know, they like recognize it. But it's also quite clown-like. It's balloony, which I like. Balloony tunes.
Yes.
But
balloony.
It's also stupid. But I said it looked like I'm in the Commedia dell'arte. Like, it's a little bit like Venetian mask, like gestury.
You said that, and I was like, I can't just go along. I don't know what she said. I don't know what she meant.
Commedia dell'arte. It's like an old Italian gesture.
And then now
gesture,
I'm like, I
you know?
Kinda know.
Yeah.
But that's how I know you're very smart.
Oh, like, that's kind.
And you were like, yeah. So we're very excited to have you. Let's do the emails.
I love the emails.
We love the emails. We love the listeners. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're on YouTube, okay? If you're listening right now and you have a YouTube account, I need you to press pause and go subscribe to my page so that I can have you. I need to have you.
It's beautiful.
That's right.
Jared, relax.
I need to caress you in my arms and pet your head as you put it to the nape of me. That's right.
I felt that downstairs.
That's right.
Wow.
I need you to go to that YouTube page. And I'm going to put you right. I'm holding you in my arms. And I'm saying, ooh, baby. Don't you want to see what we look like when we talk on the microphones? Don't you want to see me make those J-Train patented fun facial expressions? And I'm... as I caress your ears with my fingers. That's right. Subscribe on YouTube. I want you to touch it. Feel it. own it. Let's do the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Is it weird that I was a little bit turned on?
Not at
Honestly,
all.
Honestly, that was right? The narrator. Yeah. The earlobe shit. I was like, Jared, stop it. Brian Singer's house. I keep screaming it.
So we have a follow-up email. So last episode, we got an email about a woman who's dating a guy who's perfect in every way, but he's got plaque in his teeth. Mm-mm. And she referred to it as chunky plaque, which, I mean, what is, lots of women have written in about the word chunky plaque being triggered a bit.
You said it before the show started. You go listen, just as a heads up, we're starting with an email. It's a follow up on chunky plaque.
Yeah.
And I truly, it took me a second to realize that you didn't say ropey loads, because I was like, chunky plaque, like you said
loads.
You said chunky, and I was like, oh,
ropey loads is maybe the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire.
Well, I just imagine,
I just imagine beating off and then the load hitting the ceiling. And then me climbing up to the top.
Spider-Manning up. So, I will say this. Chunky plaque is triggering because every woman has either been on a date, made out something with a guy with gross teeth.
Really?
And it is so, to me, the mouth, honestly, I would rather, you know, there's a question, would you rather have a guy with horrible BO or horrible breath? BO, and I hate BO, but BO any day of the week. Bad breath to me, you can't get near someone like that.
I'm with you because BO becomes the room. It's like when you walk into a house and you're like, this house kind of smells. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, I am the smell.
Lost in the monkey house, Tim Gunn calls it, where you're in the monkey house so long that you forget what stinks.
That's perfect way to put it. Because the bad breath, it hits you. I went to a restaurant where there was like a fast casual place. The guy behind the register's breath was so bad. Oh. And then I got it once and I go, I think that's his breath. And then he goes, that'll be 16. I was like, again, there it is.
If someone on a plane, I had it once, a guy behind me had horrible breath. And then what do? Say, like, can you not breathe through your mouth? Bad breath. So, and chunky plaque to me is tied in with this bad dent. Guys, I don't know what it is, but men.
We don't take care of ourselves.
American men do better with their teeth than overseas. I'm going to give us some credit. And I really mean that. So shout out. We brush, we floss. Shout out.
Yeah.
But no, that's a deal breaker
so
for me.
So someone wrote in with a solution. Hey, Papa Jay, short and sweet here. Just wanted to provide a suggestion for the girl who wrote in last week about her guy with the chunky plaque. Also, what is it with women and the words that trigger them? Like chunky plaque to me, I hear that and I go, I get it. I don't like it, but whatever. There's certain words that women go like,
sounds chunky plaque. It's like too. It just sounds like too. It's like I can feel it in my mouth.
It's a visceral.
Visceral.
I usually keep a small pack of those individual flosser picks in my purse in case I need to floss on the fly if my teeth get grimy. Tell her to whip one of those out, start to use it herself, and offer him a couple. He'll feel comfortable because she's already doing it. Stigma and uncomfortable conversation gone. Hope this helps. P.S. Got the chance to go to your show in Seattle in 2019 and meet you and take a pic after. So lovely to meet you in person after all these years of listening to your pod. Sorry for saying you look tired when I met you at the bar.
What an idiot for bringing it up again.
Now it brings it up again.
Well,
I met you at the bar while the opener's on. Never sat quite right with me, LOL. Don't think it affected you too much since you killed the set anyways. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Get her out.
That's hilarous. She's been spiraling about that for a year, by the way.
For a year. She finally gets a chance.
Shaking. P.S.
But look, you look tired doesn't affect. This is, again, another like male-female thing where like, you say, look, I look tired, I'll go, I gotta go to sleep. You're right. Like you say it to a woman, they're like, oh, okay.
Because you know what that means for women? You look old.
Is that what it means?
Yes, it's code for you're old.
No,
I disagree with her.
Please.
Unless you want to say, please take it away.
No, I just think like, go on. Because I think this is a fine solution, but you think this is no. You have a better solution?
It's far too late for those CVS brand picks.
If someone has
chunky plaque, they need to go to a dentist and
clinical.
Get their teeth cleaned. Mm. Those shits won't even. I'll eat a Fuddruckers burger sometimes. I'll put one of those flossy things in, and I have a temporary crown. That's my Netflix show, The Temporary Crown. It's a long. I made it before.
It's coming.
Made that joke before. But I get a lot of stuff under it, and I'll go in with that little shit. It will pull nothing out. He needs to go to someone with a drill, like in Dumb and Dumber with the feet, and take that chunky plaque off.
How would you tell your significant other, hey, get to the fucking dentist now? How do you do that? Like, how?
Honestly?
Comfortably.
Honestly. Be like, when was the last time you went to a dentist? Boom. Say it.
Say it.
Like, just like that, when was the last time you went to a dentist? Or in a nice way, Are you scared of the dentist? That's a great way.
You're 3 months in to dating a guy you met on a dating app.
Are you afraid of the dentist?
You're doing it. I love you.
That's why I'm also alone, but also and Jewish and direct.
This is the new me. This is a girl I went to camp with. I can feel
I'll give anybody a hand job, but past that, I don't think so. No, but I would actually, but not in like a direct, like not in a, you know, Nazi way, but I would just be like, oh, I'm going to the dentist. Why doesn't she go to the dentist? And then I went to the best dentist, go see this guy or girl, and that's it.
I think we combo this because I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it is clinical. This person needs a dentist. Is clinical even the right word? Someone's gonna write back and be like, "I am the trigger." You know, I don't know. I think go to the dentist yourself. Get an extra cleaning. It's $250. Whatever. It's just someone at home is like, "I have nothing." So go to the dentist, and then on the way back, you go, "What'd you do today?" Now it's come up. I went to the dentist. When's the last time you went?
Done.
Because you got some chunky plaque.
Because honestly, you should go. And frankly, real talk. I'm sorry. Chunky plaque is like, I'm throwing up saying it. Imagine having to put your tongue on that.
I can't. Like, that's why it's an issue. This is what we're talking about.
So it's either she breaks up with him or says something. Well, in both ways, you're kind of, screwed. So.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michelle Collins. We are going to get into the emails. Very excited. Michelle Collins is going to be at Joe's Pub March 31st. Also, Miami Beach. What is your show? Are you doing stand-up? You're just straight up stand-up?
Listen, I really didn't want to brag. It's not my style. I am headlining the Miami Beach JCC Annual Comedy
Come
Night.
Come on!
At the Fillmore, which is a really great
theater. Wait a minute. Good for those Jews.
I know.
They were like, we got it. I know exactly what happened. They did it at the JCC the first year. No one young showed up. It was all older people. They were like, we have this money. We should do something nice. The younger people on the team were like, we're bringing Michelle in. We're doing the Fillmore. We're making this a singles event.
Can I brag? The guy who runs the Miami Beach JCC listens to my radio show every day. I didn't know. And I brought it. I said, oh, Paul. And apparently he got so excited. He's such a nice guy. So I've never met him. Meanwhile, I invited my parents to come to the show. You know, old Jews.
Of course. And they live down there, right?
They live in Miami. It's where I'm from, born and raised. And I said, I never invite them. I figured this will be nice. Let them come. My mom already has tried to weasel out of it. She calls me. She goes, Michelle. She goes, and they've never really seen me do. She goes, Michelle, listen, it's Super Bowl weekend. We don't want to drive down all the way. I said, first of all, the Super Bowl is the previous Sunday. Nice try, bitch. But if you don't want to come,
get a life, Jews.
Oh, exactly.
My parents come. They live down there now.
Do they? So, yeah. Where are they?
They're in Delray.
Oh my God! Yeah. They should come and be friends with my parents.
They
would love
friends.
My mother. My parents do too.
Yeah, they're out Shit of friends. Off. There we go.
The Freeds and the Collins. Okay, go on.
We're sponsor people. Ooh, ShipStation, ShipStation, ShipStation. Today's episode is sponsored by ShipStation. ShipStation is an online shipping platform that has made my life so much easier, okay? As a comedian and podcaster, a big part of the business here is shipping merch. That's right. We sell a bunch of merch online, all the t-shirts and the DVDs, the posters, all that stuff. I don't do DVDs. I don't really do t-shirts. I've done t-shirts in the past. All I'm saying, ShipStation makes your life easier if you're sending out things in bulk to a lot of people, okay? Yeah. And the whole process is normally a nightmare. I actually used to sell t-shirts, and I'm a person, if I have my day set up, I'm good with my day. But shit fucking backs up. And this is something that makes your life a little easier. You have to go buy a box, print the label, pack it up, drop it off. It's time-consuming and expensive. ShipStation streamlines that whole process. It's basically an online platform that puts all the stuff in one place and plays nice with whatever online storefront you have set up, Amazon, Etsy, whatever you use. So if you have an Etsy, this is what you got to be using, okay? On ShipStation, you can automatically import orders, compare all the major delivery services, order boxes, and packing materials, print out your label, schedule a pickup. And ShipStation actually saves you money because they negotiate bulk rates with all the carriers and pass those rates on to you, no matter how big or small the shipments are. I know a lot of you guys have small businesses or side hustles with online storefronts, and I'm telling you, the time and money savings really start to add up. So you can get a free, you can try it for free at ShipStation.com. Use my code JTrain. That's JTRAIN to get a free 60-day trial. That's 2 months free. You can cancel anytime. Just visit ShipStation.com and click on the microphone at the top of the page to use promo code JTrain. ShipStation, make ship happen. Listen, I've been like scared out of selling merchandise because of my experience with the post office.
Yeah.
Take the post office out of your life. ShipStation.com, promo code JTrain. Use that microphone. Get it done. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah.
A guy I met over Bumble and I have gone out with a guy I met over Bumble and have gone out with a few times has talked about how he's a resident. Okay. But I Googled him and the program, of course, and have not found anything related to him as a resident or a doctoral student. Why would someone lie about something so easily searchable? How do I bring it up? Or should I just stop talking to him since I don't trust him at this point? While there's nothing other than the giant internet gap that makes me question him, but I just can't shake the feeling that I can't trust him because something isn't adding up. My current plan is just stop seeing him, responding to him, since essentially fact-checking him leads to this road, to that road anyways. But wanted to ask you first because it was just such an odd situation. So I guess he said he was a resident. She went and looked this up. She searched the program. Nothing to be found. What do you think? What do you do?
Well, you know, you can really take one of two sides on this one.
Okay.
The obvious side is that this bitch crazy. Like, I mean,
this chick is crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Like that. I Google too because you want to be safe. And just make sure you're not obviously being lied to. But she doesn't know for sure, like, that every little bit of information is on that website. Like, sometimes, you know, you don't know for a fact just because it doesn't come up on their whatever. I don't know how residency programs work, but
that's the thing. I don't know either. This
could have a different name. Like, you don't know.
You need to be 100% sure.
Yes.
And right now, when I hear the way she's looked into it, I don't know. Like, I have friends. I have one friend specifically that I'm thinking about that went and became a doctor late in life. Mm. He has nothing online.
Right.
He is not an online person. There's certain people out there that are like, I'm locking my shit up. This could hurt me for finding a residence program because don't they have to search? I know we're going to get 1,000 emails, but I know that they have to like find a program and like apply, and it's hard and it's very choosy and very competitive. So I don't know if like this is one of like, I'm not on the side of she's. I don't think she's crazy.
No,
because,
she's smart for what she's doing, but also, I guess if she likes him enough, I mean, clearly she maybe doesn't because she's like, do I walk away? It's like, well, maybe she just walk away. If you already have a bad gut feeling, because I do think that people, but especially women, have an instinctual energy sometimes on guys where you know if he's being. If he's lying to you, you can feel it sometimes.
Do you Google search guys before
always?
You go out?
Yes.
Before or after the first date?
Well, it's confusing because if I meet them on Tinder, obviously, or like somehow, you know, if it's Riot, then I can see their program or their Instagram. If it's Tinder, you know, obviously it makes it a little bit more difficult.
You're still on Tinder?
Yeah.
How do you like Tinder?
I love Tinder, but I have it where it's set to private so that the only guys who see me are guys that I've liked. So you can't, which is really smart.
I didn't know that because Tinder, it's been a while for me.
Tinder is honestly great.
It's great.
Yeah, if you have like, if you're selective, you know, otherwise it's like a cesspool, but that's the world, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, I had a few comments to make and now I'm panicking. I have something on my phone, two things to bring up. One is that I found out a guy was lying by Googling him myself.
What happened?
Who was my like, I would say, you know, I guess you could say like, fuck buddy. I don't know what you want to call him, but it was like an on and off thing for like a long time. And he, I hope he's not listening.
So what happened?
He still follows me on Instagram. Well, no, so he, fuck him. He said he worked in athletics and he was always like, yeah, I got a game this week. And he always had games, but we were not dating seriously. It was more of a fun thing.
Fuck situation.
Yes.
But you say, I'm trying to dig into the story a little bit.
Well, he would always have games on the weekends.
Like, I work in athletics. You stop at that. You don't ask anything.
No. I'm trying to be vague because I don't want to like.
But you knew. Okay.
I knew where he worked and he did work there and it was.
Okay.
And, you know, fine.
Fine.
But he was always like, yeah, I got games this weekend, all these games. And then, I mean, this is like over a year into like seeing him. Mm. I Googled because I was like, wow, he really has games a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this is really crazy. Like, so many games. Does he relax? Does he ever have a day off? And I went to like where you could see the schedule for the games.
Sure.
And there were literally no games scheduled for like. Like the season was over.
It was over.
And like, I know nothing about sports. Exactly. That was like right out of my
he's
vagina
like the
hole.
Ski team's getting together and you're like, it is warm out. It's summertime. Boy, this ski team does a lot of summer skiing.
Naturally, I was like, I'm an idiot. Yeah. And so then I was like, wait, I'm so stupid. Like, why am I listening to him? So, but I never called him on it, though, because I was like, well, what's the point? Like, if I'm going to call him on it, then this is over.
You're also in a fuck buddy situation.
Right. I was like, whatever. I mean, but then, you know what I thought, truly, and I hope now he is listening. Then I was like, oh, maybe he's not single. Like, then I had a thing where I was like, oh, maybe he has, like, a girlfriend. He was not married, but I was like, maybe he's living. You know, there were so many sketchy things going on. And then I eventually did end it, and I haven't spoken to him since. So then he drunk DMs me, and I'm like, please stop talking to me. Yeah.
when you find out that information,
yeah,
how does that change the nature? Like, do you feel like you're like sleeping with the enemy? Like, you don't know.
I didn't love it.
You didn't love it.
Honest.
You gotta feel a little bit dirty if you don't feel like you know everything. I think there's like two different types of lies. Yeah. You know, like to me, saying I have a game because you don't want to
see someone,
disappoint someone, because you're like, instead of going. Like, especially in a fuck buddy situation. Because a fuck buddy situation, the whole premise of that is I'm not responsible for you. It's really...
100%.
So that's the, if we want to boil it down to, like, what is this? It just means I don't have to go to things I don't want to do with you. And a relationship is doing a lot of shit you don't want to do.
100%.
So if he's saying in place of, I don't want to fucking do that, he's going, big game this week. You know, I got to go to the ski meet.
I was like, wait a second. I was so angry.
I got to go up the mountain. I know. There are That's no really mountains in Des Moines.
It's the name of my autobiography. No, there are no mountains in Des Moines, by Michelle Collins. Check it out.
What should she do?
Simon Schuster. wait, the other thing. There are no mountains in Des Moines. That's my new catchphrase.
That's your new couch. new dating book.
Wait, you know what I would tell her to do, though? Because this is something that I've talked about this on my show, actually, and I do not get a cut from this. I should.
Okay.
There are, and this is like, I like go deep sometimes. So there's, I've been burned too many times. So there's something called either Truth Finder or Instant Checkmate. Do you know about this?
No. This is so female.
I'm psycho.
Yeah. No, but I
ooh, that scared me. That actually did scare me.
You're not psycho because, like, I do understand. Like, listen, you're meeting these people out of the blue. You don't
verify, Jared.
But that's the thing. Like if a girl met us, a guy met you or a girl met me, we have a whole public profile that is out there, and we want to be out there, and we want people to follow us. And we have skin in the game by meeting someone new.
Very much.
These people, this guy, you know,
skier,
Bodie Stevens and Brody. And like have no skin in the game. Yeah. So like, and with this woman who's writing in, she's like, I don't feel safe.
She has no skin in the game. That's why I'm like, well, if she clearly is already getting a bad juju from it,
get out.
But if she has his phone number, so this is what I do. You plug it in. Listen, it's like $5 a month. I swear I pay it.
You pay it.
And you can put phone numbers in. I also just like to have it when I get like, you know, Chinese spammers and stuff. Shout out to coronavirus Wuhan. I'm in the Wuhan clan. That's where it was stemming from. You know about it?
No.
The coronavirus, it's like the new SARS, babe. You got to get on it. Okay. There's a guy in Washington
State. I've heard about
it.
And I'm going to Spokane soon.
Be careful. Don't go to Wuhan.
You know, my mom, so it's so funny. Like, you know these things. You read.
I do read.
I read Seattle new virus. That's all I read. And I was like, okay, I'm out. You got the name, everything.
Corona.
My mom is the same as me. She calls me this morning and she goes, new virus. There's a new at airports. That's all she knows. Virus at airports. That's how she's protecting me.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, this is what my mom does. She only watches like the news where shit's going to happen to me. Like, it's like new virus at the airports. You go to airports.
What's my
This is why
again?
Jewish there people are no live mountains in fear.
Always fear. Wait, listen, you put the number in Truth Finder or whatever, Instant Checkmate, and then it pulls up. I mean, and if you pay enough, you can get like criminal records. I found out a guy that I, again, like not a serious thing, but like had been married. Like I didn't know, but it just things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to know it. But it is a double-edged sword because, I mean, again, especially if you're just starting out with someone, you don't want to know certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, get to know the person, see. But for her, I would say, honestly... Can't hurt. They bring up your social media profiles.
Well,
it's really fab.
I'll tell her a couple of things. One, I totally agree with you that she doesn't like him that much. I think like the minute you go home and you're like, you go home from a date and you either masturbate or you look him up.
Ugh.
There's one or the other.
My two favorite pastimes. You know, like, oh my God.
Or you're masturbating while looking him up.
Both. Truth Finder, one hand. You got the other hand.
So
it's perfect.
It's one or the other. Mm-hmm. or both. If it's if there's no masturbating going on and you're just sitting there with, like, you know, the fucking Hardy Boys, you know,
Doritos,
like,
and Vanderpump,
and just being like, I don't know about this guy. Let me see what else I can find to convince myself into liking him more.
Yeah,
it's time to leave. Time to go. There's a fire in the house. Get out. I think for her, it sounds like she's out. I would end it because you're not comfortable. Also, someone you're connecting with, this would be something that you could go, well, what residency program? What do you could ask more questions and you would feel comfortable being like, there's seven other questions after, yeah, I'm in residency, that you can hear someone look at someone in the face and see they're lying.
I agree.
So the other advice is do what you what's it called? I think you give a lot
instant
of women.
Instant checkmate.
I think a lot of listeners,
I got to tell you,
are signing up.
It is like genuinely you feel like Carrie on Homeland. You're like, lip starts to quiver. You're pinning their yarn. It just feels really good to know.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michelle Collins. @MishKal. Go, go, go. If you have SiriusXM. Every day, 7 to 10 a.m. Going to be at the Fillmore in Miami Beach, February 6th, Joe's Pub, March 31st. We're sponsor people. Woo! Scentbird, Scentbird. I love Scentbird, okay?
I'm buying all these things.
You have to.
You're selling me.
Scentbird is great.
Okay, go.
Okay? So have you ever gotten up to someone and asked, you smell amazing. What perfume or cologne are you wearing?
When I'm up with Tyler Perry, I go, what perfume are you wearing? Me and Tyler. Heller, what perfume are you wearing?
Scent is the most powerful sense you have. A smell can bring a flood of memories, influence your mood, and of course, enhance your natural style. Mm. But while you're looking for that signature scent that will make you stand out and keep the memory of you lingering on, that's a weird line for the...
Lingering.
I don't think... that's the last thing I want. I want the memory of me lingering on.
Back in Des Moines, I remember... I was a little girl. Take it away.
So your taste can be expensive and buying a new bottle of perfume or cologne. Yeah, that's a waste of money. Okay? Perfume, I can't speak. Perfume and cologne are just expensive. And then the bottle's like a crystal.
Yeah.
And it's all just unnecessary stuff. What you want is the smell. And that's why Scentbird is great, okay? You can have great taste and mix up your fragrance routine without breaking the bank, whether it's Tom Ford, Gucci, Versace. Scentbird.com keeps you smelling good month after month, okay? So it's a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. Scentbird has more than 600 designer brands for you to choose a scent from each month. Choose the fragrance you want to try. They'll send you a 30-day supply. So it comes in this nice little case. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have all the marketing stuff that you otherwise would be paying for. It's just Tom Ford in a Scentbird case, 30 squeezes. Now you get a month's worth of being Tom Ford for a month. This is the dream, people. Getting to have stuff where it's not too much and you never waste a dime.
30 squeezes.
30 squeezes.
I really like the way you said it.
That's right.
I know.
So to me, if you're out there and you're not and you don't have a signature smell, I don't. And you want to change things up from month to month, hey, let's give it a shot. These are low-cost ways to enhance your life. Mm. And I'm going to give you free money, okay? Exclusive offer from just our listeners. You can get 34% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/JTrain. Use my code JTrain for 30% off your first fragrance. Again, Scentbird. .com/JTrain. Sign up, use my promo code JTrain to try your first order of perfume or cologne for just $10. I mean, people, sign on, smell amazing. This is like a no-brainer. Let's do some more emails. Double standard. Okay,
come on.
Jared, love the podcast and all the advice and words of wisdom you give out every week. You have made dating via apps in my 30s less confusing.
Wow.
You're welcome.
It's really nice.
My question is, why do guys exhibit a lot of behaviors or do things that if the role were reversed and I was on the one doing it, I'd be quote-unquote crazy? For example, I blocked a guy I needed to step away from and he found me on IG. Then WhatsApp to try and get me to sleep with him again. This guy, he traveled those mountains that weren't in Des Moines.
Desperado, yeah.
Yeah, this guy went on the plains, searched her out. So found her on IG, then WhatsApp to try and get me to sleep with him again. If I had done that, I'd be the psycho bitch stalking him, but he acts like there's nothing wrong. Or another guy who straight up proposed to me while I was blowing him, but I'm moving too fast if I want to be exclusive. Just curious to see what you think of this double standard. I know not all guys, but two in a row had me rolling my eyes and needing to get your take. Michelle, this is a very... I like this email because I think it's a broad subject that... I think there's more to this than meets the eye. I understand what she's saying. Michelle, what do you think?
Could not agree more.
Yeah.
I felt that in my skeletal system.
Sure.
Because there is such a double standard for even like, I was just talking about this actually recently with like, you know, when women text too much.
Sure.
That's like, you know, you have to really like play it safe. And yet when a guy texts too much, it's like, oh, that's nice. Like, you know,
he's
it's
into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also possibly nuts, but like it especially early, but like there is, I don't know what it's, I think it's just like those gender roles that are still defined, even though we are breaking them down and feministing and doing all these great things. You know, there, I don't know how else to put it. I think that this, the society, pop culture, everything has us kind of,
can I push back on you just a second?
Yes,
because
of course.
I agree with everything you're saying. Life isn't fair. Societal standards aren't fair.
Yeah.
The guy texting too much, ooh, he likes you.
Tricking
the girl
her.
Texting,
tricking her.
Yeah, well, all these things. I think a lot of these like these standards are put on women by other women. Like I think I don't want to like blame the people coming to this show, but I'm saying like I'll give you an example.
Please.
Okay. The whole curvy women thing.
Go
okay.
on. I'm already...
Okay.
I'm licking my chops. I'm excited to see where this is headed. Watch the YouTube video if you wonder why.
But curvy women...
yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here being like, I'm beating off you the whole time. Like, this whole, like, bravery... Like, I know. You know... So you see, like, I'm just like, that's a hot woman. Like, I... There's
that
a lot...
is for women. But hold on. What's your point with that?
But my point is that, like, you know, when... In these situations where it's like she's like I'm the crazy,
but the curvy women thing. I'm
the
lost.
Curvy women thing is the connection to it is like to me that's other women who are like when I go out with a girl who is like I remember one time I went out with this girl who was a little bit curvier and I had another
little bit being like what because you know curvy is such a
well,
I
this
say
is
this
the
is
other
a
thing.
Curvy woman. Curvy is such a trigger word. I don't use that lightly for a lot of women.
Of course.
You say a little curvier. And sometimes when a guy says, like when a guy's like, oh, I love curvy women, they mean a woman with like big tits, a big ass, and a small waist. You know, they don't love.
I follow
honest.
A number of plus size models.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
think that is for women though. Is that your point? That,
yeah.
But that is for women because in this case, and I speak to this with authority.
Sure.
You know, for me at least, you know, I've grown up my whole life, not only with a mother who sort of criticized me for overeating or whatever else, but with the society and media and everything else. And I'm in television and I felt it with wardrobe sometimes, you know, who you are not considered beautiful unless you are thin. I mean, that
of
is
course.
Just society. So I agree with you that a lot of guys do love to like jerk off to big women and sleep with them and do everything else.
Yeah.
But even many times those guys don't want to be seen in public with those women because of this standard.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes, in fact, someone like Ashley Graham who, you know, poses with her tits out and her ass out and everything else. Honestly, at first I was like, oh, here we go again, you know? And then after a while I was like, you know what? It actually has made me more confident because I'm like, yeah, like I'm not alone. There are other women who look like that. So that's a different thing. I do believe it is to empower women in this case.
I'm not against it.
No, would you be against it?
No, but I'm for it. But I'm saying in this thing where it's like, why am I the crazy one? I'm like, well, you know, guys are get like let off the hook a lot of times by women referring to themselves as crazy or don't be crazy, you know. Like I think like when like in this situation, which
it's gaslighting.
Like, it's gaslighting, but
from the man, I feel.
But she says my question is a lot of guys exhibit behaviors if the role was reversed. The guy doesn't have anyone telling him he's crazy.
Right, that's true.
So the guy doesn't have like when he double texts and triple texts, I don't look at him at the brunch table and go, you crazy, you're being crazy. So that's what I'm really talking about.
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. So I know
also men are dumb.
Of course.
Some men are stupid as shit. If he wants to get laid, he's like, I'm going to WhatsApp her.
But the society stuff you're talking about is what sets us free. So she's like, why are guys the double standard of like, I'm looked at as crazy? It's like, yeah, society's never told me that triple texting will make me a nutcase or that saying, wow, this blowjob is great, marry me. Like, there's no societal unfair. This is all unfair.
Sure.
But there's no societal, like, you know, drumbeat
yeah,
that's
yeah.
like, don't say you want to be exclusive or you'll be crazy. Whereas, so I think that's like a lot of women, like that's why that book, like the Steve Harvey book, like Act Like a Man, you know, like that's kind of where that comes from.
It's my follow-up book to the Des Moines book. Wait, also,
what is this bullshit about?
I love Steve Harvey. Come for me, I don't care. He cracks me up. I'm sorry.
We're all fans. Oh, this is a pro Steve Harvey podcast.
Let me say this. I mean, I know he's like fucked up, but whatever. Let me say this. I agree with you totally. And also these self-help books. I have always come from a background where I don't want to help myself. Like, I don't want to read like The Road to I Do. Like, there are all these books that these girls read and they, I believe, make themselves fucking crazy.
You think too much into it.
Yeah. It's listen, just relax. When it's right, it's right. When it's not, it isn't. I mean, absolutely. There is some, I will say that there is some psychology, I think, into a woman not being too eager, like things like that, that you sort of learn on your own a little bit through like,
sure,
you know, trial and error. But I agree with her. I have nothing else to say about it. I've had guys do some crazy shit. I had a guy propose to me marriage on a first date too, and like tell me what we were going to name our kids.
Yeah.
Did I, you know, and then that was it.
I also think words aren't as important to guys. Like, I think like a lot of times
they're tricking us.
Tricking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a gaslighting. You're getting a blowjob. You go, will you marry me? That's for more blowjobs. That's not to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's
absolutely.
That ring going?
Yeah.
On the basis.
But I think it's, I think it's also though, I think like, for her, where like these are things that aren't fair, but they're a waste of your time. Like, I don't think the guy who finds you on IG and then messages you on WhatsApp because he's drunk and wants to hook up, figuring out his psychology isn't going to get you anywhere.
But men are dumb. So figuring out a man's psychology
is also
literally spinning around in circles until, you know, you're in Wuhan, which is that Chinese province where this coronavirus is.
JTrain podcast @gmail.com. JTrain podcast @gmail.com. Here with Michelle Collins. Let's keep going. We got more emails.
I'm excited. Yeah.
@Mishkal.
Do you like my advice?
I love your advice.
It's okay.
But I love that discussion because
yeah.
I did think when I hear this like double standard thing, I'm like, okay, well, like I'm a solution based guy.
Yeah.
So I agree with her. Like, yeah, that fucking sucks. Like, I bring up the curvy thing because, like, I'm looking, like, but I do agree with you. I think, like, but when I've been with women that are, like, bigger women, I've had other women say things to me.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's where I was going with that story. Like,
they're
jealous
because they're fucked up and jealous.
What did they say? They're fucked
up. I'm furious. I'm so angry.
They're just like, wow, Jared, I didn't know. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't, what do you mean didn't know?
Have you seen that show Hot and Heavy on TLC?
No. Oh, it's with the Miss... What did they call it? I don't want to... What?
Oh, yes.
They give
like
name.
Mismatched couple, misweighted.
Misweighted couples, yeah, yeah. Which is like insane.
Yeah, but literally it's guys who are conventionally attractive.
Okay.
With women who are like over 500 pounds. It's not even, I mean, that's, you know.
It's a different story.
It's a look. It's uncomfortable. Like when they introduce them to the friends and everyone's like.
I gotta watch this show.
It's honestly, it's so good. I love it.
I think, what are your shows right now? So Shark Tank?
Yeah, that's it. Antiques Roadshow Shark Tank. No, I'm kidding.
I have mesothelioma.
I watch Price is Right. Judge Day. What do I watch? I watch Married at First Sight. I love. Do you watch it?
90 Day Fiancé, I dip in and out of.
90 Day, I watch the couples I like.
Prophet.
Don't watch The Prophet.
I love The Prophet. Shark Tank, obviously.
Come on.
And then.
Below Deck.
My girlfriend loves Below Deck.
It's a great show.
Loves it.
It's good.
People love it. And then there's another one that, Pimple Popper.
Can't watch it.
I'm in. I'm fully in.
Love her.
She's fantastic.
Sandra Lee is and funny and pretty and she's got it all. Cannot watch that
show. I love about her is she, you know, the show is just, we want to see shit pop off of people's faces.
I actually couldn't.
There's not a lot going on. So there's moments with Sandra Lee, that's her name, right?
I think, yeah, Dr. Lee, yeah.
Dr. Lee, where she's like, she has to make a joke or like a storyline out of shit. So they did like a Christmas episode once and she would like, so every pop she had to relate to the 12 days of Christmas. It was so funny because she's like, look, it's a snowman. So she's circling this huge lump on someone's face.
How can you watch that?
I love it.
I honestly like popping like my own shit. I cannot. The idea of someone else's. By the way, can I just say something? You can edit this out.
Please.
Your little cameraman here has not stopped attaching cameras to things. Since I've sat down, he put this here. There's now a GoPro on the camera there. We're almost done. We have five minutes.
By the end, we're inside of a dollhouse.
It's like Black Mirror. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
This is.
Yeah. He doesn't sit for 2 seconds. The battery's done.
Get him out of here. Get out of here.
Mr. President's right.
Anyways, go on. I can't watch
that's
show.
That's what I'm into right now.
What other TV am I watching? I'm watching Cheer on Netflix. That's pretty good.
People are into that. I watched it. There was one scene that made me laugh where it's the first episode. I wish I knew exactly what made me laugh because I did it the whole night. This guy was like, I was getting bullied and now I am fierce. He went from like one extreme to the other. And I was like, this is a great.
Oh, Project Runway. I watched. You jogged a memory for me. I love a Project Runs.
Ooh.
I don't know. What am I excited about? Married at First Sight is good. You really need to watch it. It's couples who, by the way, they are cursed. If you are stupid enough to agree to go on that show, you are shaking hands to divorcing someone because they purposefully pick couples, in my opinion, who have no business working with each other.
Now, what are these people, though? Like, 90 Day Fiancé, I understand the mindset because I'm like, okay, you've exhausted everything in your hometown. You've gone online and you're like, maybe Turkey.
I'm all about sex tourism. You know that. Every trip I go on Zoom, it's like.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
So you go. Because you were
to,
just,
like, find a husband. But,
you go to, like, hook up?
Not like my main. It's not the reason
I go. Of course, but
go.
You find men.
I do very well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hot. So you go, like, these London trips.
I kill it in London.
Yeah. Where do you go? What's your? So, you know, if there's a listener out here that's
in London,
like,
reach out. You know why though? I have a theory though that I do much better overseas, specifically in Europe, here and there in Israel, but really in Europe. I was in Copenhagen, Sweden, Amsterdam, all giant guys there. I'm 6'1",
and
so that helps.
And you're meeting guys, but I'm saying like there's women here. We have a lot of female listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. They are going with they want to go somewhere cool, have a fun time. Meet someone abroad that they feel safe with and that they feel like they can have a fun romp with. What would be your number one suggestion to those people?
Go to London.
Go to London.
Because it's, to me,
English speaking.
Safe, English speaking. Lovely guys. Really nice guys. Funny. They love funny women. If you're listening to this podcast, in my opinion, you're already funny. Like,
sure,
I feel.
Absolutely. You get it.
You get it. They are not intimidated by funny women. As a tall woman, I find that I'm celebrated there and not chased out of bars with pitchforks, much like at many a sports bar here in Manhattan.
I just saw one of those at Finnegan's down the street.
Finnegan's, fuck that place. I love it. I honestly, if not for my job, I'm being real with you, at Sirius, I would consider moving there. I'm not kidding. I kill it there.
Because you were there a lot. I follow you. I have friends there too.
I'm not like an actual fucking creep, but yeah.
But is there a suggestion? Because this is hard for some people. Like you're
I'm
in
telling
a new
you,
country, like just Tinder, like
Tinder and what? Listen, this is what I do. I feel like, am I giving away all my secrets?
Please.
Okay. When I pay for Tinder, which is to privatize my profile, right?
Okay.
One of the perks of that, and it's not even expensive. I think it's like $20 a month or something.
Listen. People should pay. If it makes their life better, it's worth it.
You can relocate in advance. Now, actually, on this past trip, not to brag, it was mostly Raya for me. So, like, Tinder didn't come into play. But in the past, before I was verified on Instagram, I would go on Tinder. And by the way, I don't always travel for that. Like, it's, if I'm lucky and whatever. And this past trip was great for me. I did keto this summer, and I felt good about myself.
I'm loving that this is a part of the trip in any way.
It was a really fun part of the trip. So... long story short, and I actually met one guy in person and he was nice. It wasn't only like me like creeping,
Sure.
But you can relocate your Tinder to different cities. So why that's nice for a couple reasons is, first of all, you can like go all around the world. Like if you want to see what the guys are like in, Italy or whatever, you can go to Rome and you can do that.
Tinder is more popular other places that aren't New York. Like you can
very much.
Yeah.
Tinder's popular here, though. But you know what's funny? It's a lot of Europeans here, too. That's why I like it, actually, is that it's a lot of foreigners who live here, not just,
I love this advice.
Are you liking it?
I do. No,
it's
because I think it's helpful. You want to be safe, but I think it's helpful to people that are like, I want to switch it up.
Yeah.
I'm going away. I want to have fun. I don't want to necessarily have to meet up with these people, but let's put my toe in the water and see what's there.
But like, be smart. Because I'll be honest, like I had an experience and this was someone that I actually met in person. It was not an online thing.
Okay.
I won't say which country it was in, but it was... scarring, honestly. So so you really have to be
bring
careful.
Friends.
I didn't in this case, and and you know what? That goes back to the instinct email from earlier, where I didn't feel good about it from the beginning, and then it came back to bite me.
I you know what? The other thing I'll say about these foreign countries, they're not getting 17 drink drunk.
That's a fact. Two drinks.
They're two drinks
in London. They do,
they're hanging more. It's not. Dude who's had 30 shots as a crutch to talk to you. So I think that's important too. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do Let's do, we got one more sponsor, then we're going to do one more email. Let's do one more email.
Take it away.
One more email.
We're sponsored, Brooklyn and Brooklyn. And hey, this is the time of year to switch out the sheets. I'm letting you know right now, my lady of the night just got new sheets.
Oh.
And here's the thing you do. You go to brooklinen.com, use promo code JTRAIN, you make that happen, okay? I'm going to give you 10% off. That's free money. You get the sheets, you throw them in the wash, you throw them in the dryer, you bring them back to your bed, you make the bed. This is your Sunday. This is a great Sunday.
I'm so into this Sunday.
You wash the sheets, you get the sheets, 10% off, brooklinen.com, promo code JTRAIN. You throw them in the wash, you dry them, you put them on the bed, you turn on some of that music. You turn on some of that music. Little.
He makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Oh.
Get one of the good dish towels for the men. And for the ladies, put the dish towel down on the bed. Mm. There we go.
It's a must.
And you get in touch with yourself. And I do mean get in touch. Light that candle. And you know who this is thanks to? Brooklinen. Do you like softness, comfort, essentials to keep your, to help you relax? Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to hit refresh on the new year. Go on, make yourself comfy. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order. Free shipping on all the new sheets when you use promo code JTRAIN only at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Brooklyn and everything you need to live your most comfortable life. You're going to like that on a Sunday.
I'll tell you something. You made direct eye contact with me for about 85% of that.
I wanted you to feel it.
I didn't mind it.
Good.
Honestly, it was like, Jared, stop.
That's what we call
like,
consent,
take my towel out.
Baby.
That's it, baby.
There it
you
is.
Got it.
At Mishcall. At Mishcall. Let's do one more email.
Yeah.
Ex-casuals. How about when to tell a guy I can't come?
Oof.
Would you like that one?
Yeah,
instead?
Read that.
Feather, I've been listening to you up since the beginning. In the summer, I added you and Classic Shelb to my weekly roster. Best decision ever. I'm going to get right to it. I can't come. I never have. I have had amazing sex before and have tried on my own many times, but no luck. I'm 25 and have been sexually active since I was 17, so this isn't exactly a new problem. My question is, when do I tell a guy that I can't? I never really thought about it until the last guy I was seeing. Everything was great, and we had sex on our fourth date. After he had finished, he wanted to go down on me again to help me finish as well, but I stopped him and told him it was unnecessary. No.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
We had already had a great experience. Foreplay and sex were great, and I had winded it down. He felt bad and really wanted to get me off, so I explained that I don't/can't. We had a really good chat about it, but he seemed truly shocked. Like, how was that possible? After a long discussion, we finally went to bed. The convo definitely changed the new hot, fun, romantic mood. We dated for a few months and had great sex many more times, but it fizzled out. Nothing to do with sex, just not a match. I'm still stuck on how perplexed he was by this and how the mood changed so drastically from hot sex to an investigation. I'm dating again. And keep thinking, when is the right time to tell someone? I've told guys before sex, but it seems to become a flirtatious challenge to them rather than just me just being honest and sharing something kind of embarrassing and vulnerable with them. What do you think? This is a great email. I appreciate her honesty. It's very tough. Yeah. I do understand the guy side of this. Like, I don't.
If I was the guy who couldn't come, I'd be like,
you'd make it take a little personally.
And by the way, you know, on a rare day it has happened and it feels like shit. Yeah. You're like, what's up? Do
and
we need to talk?
I do understand. I do understand.
Talk. That's what I scream on the roof.
Can we talk?
I try to pull out all the stops. I'm like,
but
listen, yeah.
You're like, where is that ropey?
I want your ropey load. Or I'm not leaving. That's what I scream. Give me your ropey load or I'm not leaving. They know already. Like a diner waitress through the little hole in the wall. They love it.
Give me that ropey load or I'm not leaving.
My second book.
That's the second book. There are no mountains in Des Moines.
I feel bad. I mean, honestly, that, by the way, I've seen, I feel like, Dr. Phil episodes about this. Like, there's definitely been women like this who have gone on Oprah.
Yeah.
Like, it's, because it's, she's not alone. I think that it happens. And it's really hard for women sometimes. Like, it's, you know, to be in touch with yourself and also, you know, clearly something's up. I don't know if it's like a mental block for her.
And from the physical. From the male side, I do get the last thing she wrote is very true, where it, instead, when you say you can't come, you go, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I
like
know.
A guy is so competitive and ego based that he hears that and he's like, yeah, but you haven't seen my strong
me,
medium.
Baby.
Yeah. And it's like, that's where it becomes like, I do understand where she's like, no, I'm serious. And you're like, oh, yeah, right. You're serious. No, I'm serious. I can't. Yeah. And it gets annoying.
I also think it's a little weird, if I may say, though, that, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, to tell him before they have sex.
I agree.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. I think I think enjoy it first.
Yeah, see, I mean, clearly it's not going to, can I say what I find weird about it? That she can't even come while masturbating.
Former guest Remy Casimir has podcast.
She does. Remy Casimir has a podcast.
I thought that was one of your buttons. I didn't know what that was. I literally thought that was Trump again. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Shelby's voice.
I was like, what movie is that from? Yeah. Remy Casimir.
Stupid dope.
Okay, so go on, Remy Casimir.
She has a podcast called about her coming for the, she had never come, and then I've been a guest on it, so everyone should check
that
out.
She has a whole podcast about that.
About trying to
tell you, 2020 is a funky year, but I give her a lot of credit. I think it's great. Yeah, that's just, to me, that's like where, I mean, not that she's not asking for physical advice here. She's asking for like social advice, but I don't know.
Advice, like a sex therapist might help you out. Like, that
100%.
Exists.
100%.
She's not asking for that, but like, I would want to, you know, find the key to the castle. And, you know, it, to me, this email sounds like hope has been lost. She's like,
she's only 25.
But it sounds like the way she's writing it, she's like, this is me, I'm cumless. And it's like,
something's
up.
Yeah.
Well, it's a two pronged
issue. This is me, I'm cumless. Your third book. Such a good one. I loved it.
That's me.
That's a new Greatest Showman.
This is me.
This is me, I'm cumless. That's the follow up. I agree with you. It's like, we're not, I don't want to help her in that way, but I also feel like 25 is so young still. She also didn't give a lot of details about, you know, I don't know. Like, what is she like? Like, she says she's tried to on her own, but like, and not that I want to be creepy, like, tell us more, but honestly, what are you doing? Like, is it just yourself or like other things? I mean,
if she wasn't self-conscious before this conversation, she is not. No,
it's not judgmental. It's very open of her to write. I think she should wait until after she sleeps with the guy just to tell him, because it's
I'm with you.
It's also going to get in his head so much that it's going to ruin it.
And then he'll be like, it's kind of like when someone's like, you're not going to hit this. And then you're like, no, I'm swinging harder. I'm sure before, if you hear it before, you're like, no. And then like, it gets, it's
just kind of ruin things.
You want a more natural sexual experience. I think one, you know, you should seek out some help to come. And I know that sounds like it. The problem with sex is that you feel frivolous. You don't feel like it matters. This matters.
Yeah, it does.
Is something that you should go talk to someone, a professional, and figure it out.
It's like, imagine being like, I don't laugh. Yeah. I'd be like, what?
What?
You don't laugh? It's like, no.
I've never,
not on my own, not with a man. I've never laughed. I'd be like, babe.
You need this.
Yeah.
You need this. So,
yeah.
But the other side of it, bringing up before, just, you have to, as far as like the guy side of things, I'd be like, you're dealing with a male ego, which isn't
one of the deadliest,
fair, deadly, gross, awful animal. So you're dealing with that. So understand the beast you're taming. If you tell him before, it's going to feel like he's chopping a tree with his waist. He's going to fucking come in as, it's going to be a bad sexual experience. He's going to...
That's how guys describe sex with me.
Yeah. Throwing his
chopping a tree with his waist. I hate you.
Michelle Collins' fourth book.
I hate you so much. I'm like, this is like Idea Machine. I love it.
But I think if you bring it up, if he goes, did you?
Yeah.
I think until you get to the point that you trust someone, if you could, it's fine to say, I didn't, but I had a great time. I think once you're dating someone, then you go, hey, I just have to let you know. Like, I think once you're, I think this is information for people that you're more comfortable with, because then you can, like, I think then you can have the conversation, you can start talking about it, what you like, what you don't like, why it hasn't. Right now, it feels like it's happening over drinks after you like met on Tinder. Like it feels like it's
can
like,
you like at least like drain your power card at Dave and Buster's first before assuming it's an Orthodox date before you go
hey,
and
do
that.
Ball, I can't come. So like yeah, I think
another great book.
Another great book. I just think like this is a
yeah.
this is much akin to mm-hmm. like hey, I deal with anxiety. Hey, I deal with these, you know, because and this is a personal issue. Bring it up when you feel comfortable with the person. I'm not saying don't have sex with people you're not comfortable with.
It's honestly self-sabotage, I think, to bring it up so early.
I think so, too.
You know, it's kind of like you almost don't want it to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, and when you bring it up, just be like, hey, and I think to not bring it up, let people know. It's okay to go, hey, this was great. I had a great time. Yeah. I didn't come, but, like, tonight's not the night for me. I just had a great time, though. It was great.
Yeah.
And then when you're trusting someone more and you really like someone, you go, hey, I just want to let you know, like, this is something that I'm kind of dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It's got to be hard for the guys, I imagine, but yeah.
Listen, I have failed at making a woman come once in my life.
Is that true?
Once.
Only once?
Only once.
What a piece of shit.
So that one time, it felt, you know.
It felt bad. It that felt, one time.
Guys want to make you come.
It's ego shit, of course.
Can or can't.
Everybody does.
Can or can't is different than want. Guys want to. That's the reason she's dealing with these guys that get a little weird because they're like, it's a personal thing. It's an ego thing.
Men should know that for women, it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's also like hormonal. Sometimes it's mood and energy and whatever else. And so it's not always
absolutely
a home run. But, you know, anyways, women are complicated.
Thank you for coming on, Michelle.
Oh, my God. Can I say something?
Please.
I have the best time with you.
I love it. You're
going to I want you
guy.
To come do bachelor chats with me.
I'll
on Sirius.
Keep coming. Because I'm waking up at 6 in the morning to do Us Weekly.
Oh, perfect.
And then I can come straight to you.
Say no more.
So let's do
that. That's going to be happening on Sirius.
Okay. Go follow Michelle right now at Mishkal. Her shows, you got to go. The Fillmore in Miami Beach, run by the JCC, February 6th. Love that. Joe's Pub, March 31st.
It's going to be fun.
So all of that in her Instagram bio. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. If you're listening right now and you're in Buffalo, I'm in Buffalo too. Come to my shows.
Oh, my God. When are you in Buffalo?
Right this weekend.
Oh, my God. It's exciting.
Buffalo Helium all weekend. Come. JaredFried.com. JaredFried.com. Buffalo Helium. Come. On the cum drum. Jared Fried. Every time.
I'll kill him.
JaredFried.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.